You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our English news. Yesterday, on the fourth day of Tết, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè and leaders of the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development visited and offered their wishes to farmers and several agricultural production establishments and cooperatives on the occasion of the Lunar New Year. During the field visit, the delegation visited New Green Farm Cooperative in Tân Hưng Road, Thốt Nốt District, which currently has more than 100 households participating in rice production with a farming area of 148 hectares. The cooperative also makes good use of straw byproducts in rice production to grow straw mushrooms. Visited Vino Farm Limited Liability Company in Thới Thuận World, Thốt Nốt District, which purchases preliminarily processed fruits for export to Taiwan, China, and Russia markets. Visited the model of recycling smart organic agriculture production and combined with ecotourism at Vĩnh Thạnh Eco Farm in Vĩnh Thạnh Town, Vĩnh Thạnh District, with an area of more than 10 hectares, including fruit planting areas, restaurants, amusement parks, and children's swimming pools. At the destinations, the vice chairman encouraged, visited, and recognized the contributions of farmers and units, hoping that in the coming time, businesses in general and production farmers will join hands to bring the city's economy to development, replicate the effective model, green production, reduce costs, and contribute to sustainable agricultural development. Kansas City currently has 347 cooperatives, of which many cooperatives have been honored in the top 100 typical cooperatives of the country with excellent achievements in production and business activities and have received many noble awards, contributing to the city's collective economic development picture. In order to become an important driving force in the collective economic development movement, contributing to creating an increasingly rich and beautiful homeland, the collective economic sector and functional sectors of Kansas City have solutions to support investment in infrastructure, equipment, apply advanced technology to create many items and products that are both high quality and have strong brands, competitive enough in the market. Especially creating conditions for cooperatives to associate with production enterprises under green, circular, smart, and sustainable trends in line with new development trends. In 2024, Kansas City provided employment counseling policies and vocational training for 188,029 people, creating jobs for 56,743 people, in which the supply of workers to work abroad was 800 people, reaching over 112% of the plan. Vocational training enrollment was 45,152 people, reaching over 100% of the plan. The Employment Service Center of Kansas City is effectively maintaining the consultation and job production for employees through Kansas Job Portal, Facebook, Zalo, Call Center Switchboard, etc. At the same time, the ChatGPT virtual assistant application supports the synthesis, analysis, reporting, and search for information internally, deploying some digital platforms, virtual assistant platform to answer questions of people and businesses, online interview platform, coordination with the service centers of provinces and cities to build labor demand software in the southern region. On the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, the Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, or Agribank, spent over 100 billion Vietnam Dong to support the poor in the country, with the desire for everyone and every family to welcome a prosperous and full Tết. 18 Agribank branches in the Southwest region have organized many delegations to localities. Directly give 22,066 Tết gifts to need poor and disadvantaged households. The gifts include rice and other necessities, with a total value of 12.6 billion Vietnam Dong. On the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, Agribank spent more than 100 billion Vietnam dong to give gifts to disadvantaged people in the country. On the occasion of this year's Lunar New Year, from the 29th to the 4th day of Tet, communal houses and pagodas in Kansas City welcomed over 1 million tourists. Compared to last year's Tet, this number nearly doubled. The most are Bình Thủy Communal House, Ong Pagoda, Nam Nha Pagoda, Trúc Lâm Phương Nam Zen Monastery. These are national and city-level historical sites. Come in here, in addition to admiring the long-standing unique architecture of the relics, visitors also light incense to pray for peace of the family. With a large number of domestic and foreign tourists, the management board of communal houses and pagodas is coordinated with the police of communes and walls to maintain security and order, prevent fire and explosion to facilitate tourists. During the peak days of Tet, hospitals in Kansas City have provided emergency care and treatment for nearly 1,000 patients. Kansas Central General Hospital, City General Hospital, and Military Hospital 121 received the most patients. Especially this year's Tet, the number of causes of food poisoning and suicide decreased significantly. The work of response, reception, and treatment has been urgent, thereby minimizing the situation of the transfer to the upper level. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.